Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever walked a floor?
Miracle. This is Dr. Gregory Scott, and we are talking to you on WGGM, which stands for Greater Good Ministries, and we are presenting a program at 1 o'clock today Eastern, and the program is sponsored by Glory United Ministries, co-founders Dr. Gregory Scott and evangelist Patricia Benjamin. So are you ready for your miracle? This is a gospel healing miracle hour. Are you ready for your miracle? I'm telling you, today is the day and time is now, right now.
Right now, today you go.
So once again, welcome to the Gospel Healing Miracle Hour. This is Dr. Gregory Scott, and we're going to have a special guest, our dear friend and beloved friend, Pastor Marva Henry from Chicago. We're going to be bringing her on in just a moment. But I'd like to begin the show with a healing prayer, begin the service with a healing prayer. And the prayer that we're offering up now is the following one. I ask you just to sit for a moment and allow yourself to be open to God's healing love, to the anointed spirit that flows through this call, the anointed spirit of God, which is ever present. We have to be open to it. I want to ask you then to listen and pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we offer a prayer. And our prayer is that anything that binds us, anything that holds us into the worlds of negativity, whether they are friends, relatives, spouses, children, anything that is getting in the way of Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost filling us with his goodness, love, and mercy, we ask that all of that be dissolved and disintegrated. We ask that anyone who's in the sound of my voice, Heavenly Father, we ask that that person be relieved of any negative spirits that are within them, that are around them, that are in their house, in their neighborhood, in their workplace. We ask that those negative spirits come to understand that now is the time, having heard my voice, now is the time for them to accept God as a personal Savior. Now is the time for them to be released from the hold that the devil has on them. Now is the time for any attraction that the pit of the hell has for them, for that now to be dissolved. And Lord, we want them to understand that if they do not accept your love and light, then they will be disintegrated, dissolved, and cease to exist. They will not be able to flee back to the pits of hell. They will not be able to go into another person. They won't even be able to go into swine, Lord. They are disintegrated. And that power is given to us in this moment, Lord, on your behalf, in your Son Jesus' name. We know that all bondages are released, that all people are freed, and that using freedom of choice, everyone has the right responsibility to accept Jesus as their Savior, to know that salvation is at hand, to know that sins have been forgiven, and that we all stand before you, God, completely cleansed and healed of all illnesses and mortal wounds. Now, Lord, we ask that anything in the past that has been binding us, anything that is holding on to us, we now relinquish those, Lord. We relinquish those and place ourselves fully and completely in your love and mercy. We know that your love fills the entire universe, fills our lives, lightens our burdens, and sets us free. And this, Lord, in this moment, is the miracle that we seek. Now these blessings, healings, and releases, we ask and acknowledge in your Son's name. And we say, amen. And now, while we are waiting, experiencing your loving blessing, let's listen to a song that will give you the complete impression of where we are as a result of that healing prayer. Thank you.
and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. But first I know it's thoughts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly. Hey, 'cause I believe in you. Oh, if I can see it, then I can do it.
Challenges that we're facing. And this afternoon, we are truly blessed. Evangelist Benjamin celebrated her first anniversary on Greater Good Ministries. She's celebrating now 1 year of evangelistic broadcasting. And to help her celebrate, we have her beloved friend on the call, Pastor Marva Henry.
God bless you, Andy.
That's right, and I want you to know I have opened up Evangelist Benjamin's line so she can give you greetings. Evangelist, are you with us?
I believe I can fly.
God bless you, Henry. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God.
Yes,
glad to be on with you.
Yeah. Go ahead and speak.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and speak.
Oh, well, God bless. I know I have to wait my turn or wait till I'm told to say what I need to say or is there anything I need to say. But I just want to say God bless you, Dr. Scott and Gregory Scott. God bless you. God bless you also, Pastor Benjamin. And I do remember when you got started on this line and you called me up and told me about how you and the doctor were on the radio. And I wanted to come on with you sometime, but you know there's times that I'll be busy. But I thank God for the time that you all allowed me to come on, be your special guest, amen, and to give a word, give a prophetic word, to give a word unto the people's life. So I thank and praise God for it. And I do know that God is doing great and mighty things in this last day here. And you know what? I was thinking this morning on how I said, Lord, we are coming down to a close of an old year, but we're going into a new. But I begin to think how God said that in the last days he's going to pull out of his spirit, and God is pouring out of his spirit, Pastor. I'm telling you, Dr. Scott and Prophet and Sister Benjamin, God is really pouring out of his spirit. And when he say out of his spirit, he means just that. And how God is causing people to flow in the prophetic anointing, I tell you, God is doing great things. And I'm overexcited. I'm just eager. I'm so excited about what God is doing. And you know what? I stand on that word that he said, if there anything need to be known, I will reveal it to my prophet. And I tell you how God is revealing things. My God, you know, this morning I was talking to a young lady, and just like he just opened things up like it was a movie projector, and how she was telling me her daughter was getting ready to go to Hawaii with a woman, and how her mom was so, but the Lord just put it in my face, and he began to open it up, and I began to see, and I told the mom, I said, the lady is taking the money off your daughter's car, I said, because she's trying to put a wedding on, and the wedding is not between your daughter and her, but the wedding is between her and another young lady. And then the Lord opened up and showed me, Pastor, that the woman, they was living on the army base, because I saw all army colors, and I saw the little places where they were living. Then the Lord said, reason why she's taking the money from the child and using it, because her and the lady can't live on the army base together. But I'm just here to tell you how God just opens up, how God opens up and allows the people to see. And God is, Pastor, I'm telling y'all, God is pouring out of his spirit. He's pouring, and he ain't going to let nothing come up on us that without allowing us to see. So God going to work some things. But then I hear God saying, don't be discouraged. He said, don't you be discouraged. He said, be not deceived. Don't let the enemy come in and deceive you. He said, be not deceived. God is not marked. Whatever man saw, that's so he's going to also reap. But you got to realize one thing, people of God, when God say a thing, no one thing that he will bring it to pass. Because God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he a man that he needs to repent. When God says something, know that it's going to come to pass. Know that he's going to do. Listen, let's go over it quickly. You know, John 14:1, when he told her, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. But this is the part I like. He said, if it wasn't so, I would have told you. So no thing. When God declare a thing, it is not so, he would have told us. He would have told us from the beginning that it wasn't so. So we got to stand on that. If it wasn't so, he would have told us. He would have showed us. So let's not, don't be fretful. Let us wait patiently on God. A lot of times we got to wait. We got to wait patiently on the Lord and allow him to do just what he's going to do. We got to wait patiently. You don't got to get fearful. Don't get fearful. He said you're going to reap in due season if you what? Don't faint. If you faint now, you're going to reap it in due season. Don't give up, people of God. Hang on in there and know that God is working. Shirley Caesar said, you're next in line for your miracle. That's what she said. So we believe the word on today that you are next in line for your miracle. Don't you faint and don't you give up. You stand on the word of God. Stand firm and declare that it is so. Mark 11:24 said what? Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe it, receive it, and you shall have it. Curse the enemy. Curse the devil. Tell the devil to back up. The Bible says you resist him, he'll flee. Tell him to back up and be gone. Because God has said it, he has declared it, and it will be, and it is so in Jesus' name. And God bless y'all. God bless you, man and woman of God. Oh, I thank God. I thank God for what he's doing. People of God, I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. He's pouring out of his spirit in these last days. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for those words. And here's a song that I know that the evangelist loves to hear. The best is yet to come.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. In your best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen the
you
best.
You ain't seen your best day.
Oh, what a brother, my brother, my brother. What you know? Negative words, get away from negative people. Can't
gonna walk and not pain. Oh, the best is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. And I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.
Thank you, Lord. than this world could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good to me. So I'll just say thank you, Lord, through all of my heartache. Thank you, Lord. I've been criticized, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. My body is wrecked with pain, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Lord, God help, God help. Be good to me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's been so good to me. More than this world, more than this world could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good to me. He dries all of my tears away. Just say, thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me. Thank you, Lord. You opened doors I could not see. Thank you, Lord. You made a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, amen. I won't complain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The middle of this program, middle of this service, will change the pace a bit. And now what I'm going to do is ask you to join me in a healing meditation. First, giving honor to God, knowing that all that is by God's own creation, even we. In the name of Jesus, asking in this healing meditation that we be allowed to be with Him and to experience His presence. Now, in your inner vision, whether you see it or not, I want you to know that Jesus is standing before you. His arms are wide. Open wide to receive and to accept you and to give you all the love that you've ever wanted and more beside. And that Jesus in this moment, if you are willing to accept it, fills you with the Holy Ghost. Ask God, dear God, please fill me in this moment with the Holy Ghost. Let me experience all that there is that you want me to have, knowing that this in itself is miraculous, that it is a miracle that I can know you and that you can accept me, and that in this moment the Holy Ghost is ever present, filling my ever being surrounding me with love, deepening me into your heart, O Lord, and lifting me far beyond the worries and cares of the world, freeing me and protecting me from whatever it is that the enemy is trying to bring, separating me out, allowing me to feel fully and completely your divine Holy Spirit. In this moment, Lord, we meditate upon you. We are one with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is one with us. We're lifted evermore into your anointed presence. And in this moment, we ask that all this that is done be done in thy Son's name, Jesus Christ.
Your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it up and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing of this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now. In the palm of your hand, right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now, Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord,
right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me,
right now, Lord.
In the cradle of your own, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. I should tell you at this point in time and invite you to join us, to visit us. Come on over and visit us at www.glory-u.org. Come on over to our website. See who we are. See what we're about. Even see what we look like if you haven't seen us yet. And you will see, have an opportunity not only to see the host, Dr. Gregory Scott, but you also have an opportunity to see a little video of the evangelists sharing the message and carrying the message in a very small way to a group of people that we were with a few weeks ago. The evangelist is clearly God's messenger, as is Pastor Marva Henry. They both are clearly anointed, and they come with prophetic word. You also can see when you go on to the website, you'll see an email address that you can use to be in contact with us. And for those of you who want to contribute to the success of this ministry, because there are costs involved, you may donate, if you choose, a seed of any amount you choose by clicking a donation button right beneath the pictures of Evangelist Benjamin, and we will be grateful for any help or support that you want to give. So right now, Lord, let's see if we can get a word from the evangelist, who I know is en route from point A to point B. Hello, evangelist.
Yes.
You know we can't do this program without getting some words of wisdom from you.
God bless you. Ah, well, we thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for the blood. For we're calling on your name, and we need you right now, Lord. The songwriter said, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, for I come to thee. I am so glad that Jesus has laid the foundation and he opened up the way. Tell me, what more can he do? How much more do you want the Lord to do? He's already done it. He's already died. He's already risen. Already released the healing. He's already released the blessing. What more can he do? But the word of God says to us is that if thou canst believe, all things are possible. So since he's already done it, all you got to do is believe it and receive it, and it's yours for the believing. Oh, blessed thing. Can I get somebody to say amen out there in radio land? Can you clap your hand and tell God?
Amen.
Because you know God is able to do that what he said he would do. It's already done. I have the word declared that you have not because you asked not. Somebody said, but I asked God 25 years ago, and I've not received what I asked for. Well, go back and ask again, but make sure this time when you ask that you don't ask to miss. Don't ask for something foolish. Don't ask for something that you cannot handle, because God can give you what you ask for, but if you can't handle it, you'll be the one suffering and not the Lord. So make sure that when you ask, that you don't ask for a miss. Oh, God, we thank you. I'm so glad that I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I cried, Lord, and he heard me. And I cried again, and he delivered me, and he set me free. I am so grateful that I have Christ in my life. Where would I be without him? The question again is, what more can he do? He's laid the foundation, and he has opened up the way. What more do you want the Lord to do? How much more does he have to do for you before that you will know that he loves you? Ah, you should just know that when you wake up in the morning, the air that you breathe, the sky that's above you, the earth that's beneath you, or the moon, the stars, all of these things, what more can he do? Food, shelter, rain, sunshine. What more do you need the Lord to do? Can you tell the Lord thank you? Can you tell God thank you for just being God? God, I don't have to ask you for anything today. I just want to thank you for just being God. Jesus, I don't want you to do anything else for me today. I just want to tell you thank you just for being Jesus. Oh, my God. You know, it is so nice when someone does something for you that you are mindful that they didn't have to do it, but they did. And you tell them thank you. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He chose to carry a cross. He didn't have to do it, but he did. At any moment, he could have given up, but he didn't do it. He did carry the cross. He had you and I on his mind. Somebody wrote a song, said, while he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless God. Thank him for all his benefits. Be not deceived. As Pastor Henry said, God not mocked. What a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And if you reap love, you'll receive love. If you reap hatred, you'll receive hatred. But I like that one in Matthew that said, that one we're quoting coming out of Galilee, but I like the one in Matthew that says, by the same measure that ye meet, it shall be measured unto you. Oh, I love that one. So whatever you put out, it's coming back. So if you're putting out meekness, kindness, temperance, diligent. Put it out the same way you put it out. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he cares about you. Oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. The song says, there is a name that I love to hear, and I love to sing of its word. It sounds like music in my ear. It is the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Amen, amen. Pastor Henry.
In Radio Land today, God bless you. Be of good cheer. Know that I, the Lord thy God, is with you. Is there anything too hard for God today? I'll answer the question for you. No, there is nothing too hard for God. But you have got to believe that because it is finished. I've done.
Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Henry, you've been patiently listening and with us. You have any words you want to share before we get off the air?
Not really, Dr. Scott. I enjoyed the word that I heard from a pastor, an evangelist, Benjamin. I enjoyed the word. I enjoyed the prayer that went forth. Praise God. And I just know that God is able, he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we can ask or think. But he said, according to what? That faith that worketh in you. So we got to believe today and stand on the word of God. Bible said it was counted unto righteousness unto Abraham that he staggered not against the promise of God. So let's stand on his promise. Let's believe his word and know that if he said it, that's one thing about him. He shall bring it to pass. He said, I sent the word. And when I sent the word, it healed him. So if you don't have to be, he don't even have to be in the presence resting in. He said, but send my word. And when you send the word, after whatever it is that you want, know that God will bring it to pass. Then he said, works without faith is dead. Faith without works is dead. He said, the body without the spirit is good for nothing. So they all work together. So stand on faith, not fear. Because fear is false evidence. That's what I say, fear, F-E-A-T, is false evidence appearing real. So listen, don't look at that false evidence, but stand on the word of God. believe and trust in the word. And he said, when you believe and trust in the word, he said, I'll bring that thing to pass. You just got to believe and trust in me and know that I will bring it to pass. God bless the both of you. And may the Lord continue to keep you guys and bless you the more. God bless you, Dr. Scott, letting you continue on and this ministry that God has given you. Bless you also, Prophetess Benjamin, that the Lord will bless you and strengthen you in the ministry that he has given you. God bless the both of you.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, too, and thank you so much. And thank you all for listening. And remember, this program is sponsored by Greater Good Ministries and Glory United Ministries. Our website is www.glory-u.org.
How many faithful folks in the house?
Thank you once again to listening to the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour with Dr. Gregory Scott and Evangelist Patricia Benjamin and our special guest, Evangelist Prophetess Marva Henry from Chicago. Good day.